The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of the Reckless Rollers.
Is that episode 72?
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
Your host isn't here today because of scheduling conflicts, but it's okay. He'll be here later, probably 5 to 10 minutes into the episode for y'all. Maybe longer. Probably not. I'd be really surprised if this little bit went longer than that.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if this is being put at the beginning or it would be being put at the beginning.
Yeah, this would be right at the beginning. So, it's a quick recap.
Would the intro we do tomorrow go first? Or would, like, I don't know.
I think this one goes first and the other one comes after because it's funny. Provided Scott is based enough.
Provided he's based enough.
Provided.
Yeah. So, quick recap, since it has been a while since the last one for the people who have been listening, when the episodes actually come out. We just finished, fourth arc? What arc did we just finish?
Fourth arc.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's so many. Okay, so yeah, we just finished the fourth arc. Yeah. We did the Safari Zone. We all caught a bunch, well, most of us caught a bunch of new Pokemon.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So I got electrocuted.
I forgot you got electrocuted. That
yeah. This may be why we're having this conversation.
So Scott gave us a little kind of summary of the very end of the last episode, and we're just kind of gonna continue from there, and then call it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So. After gathering the prize baskets, the main group noticed the group that had the shin kicker and the girl that stole the teeth walking away, with one of the members, a biker-looking dude, tossing a Pokeball up in the air, then catching it with a grin on his face. Shortly after, they heard someone call out, "Hey, my Ponyta's Pokeball is gone!" Wannabe, who at this point is still injured and angry as hell, turns around at the statement, and then turns back to notice the jerk group has suddenly vanished. He let out Jovi and said, quote, "I'm going after them." And then later, Catcher and I need to have a talk. Catcher responded with, "About what?" right as we ended.
Catcher, you let me get electrocuted.
What do you mean I let you get electrocuted? I didn't let you do anything.
I asked for help and you didn't respond or do anything.
Listen, bestie, wannabe. I'm sorry that you got electrocuted. But I don't remember if it's my fault or not. I know this happened 15 minutes ago, but dude, it feels like it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, or more.
It feels weird, to be honest. But still. Before I go after these guys, can I just... You think you cut it back? I know it's a funny ha-ha. You make fun because I'm over stuff, but can you cut it down a little bit?
Can you cut down being super overbearing? Because I went on this adventure to have a good and fun time, and I didn't really sign up to have an old man following me around. And I'm sorry that I poke a lot of fun at you.
I came for that too. The reason I'm so overbearing because a lot of dangerous stuff's been going on around us. I don't want your kids hurt. I'm happy.
I even begin? Listen, I get it. I really do. I haven't gotten hurt yet. I haven't gotten, seriously hurt from anything.
Yeah, you nearly got killed by that Magnetite!
Well, I haven't, yeah, but, I haven't died, okay? My point is...
Dying is amazing, you...
Listen, my point is you are overbearing. So if you can take it back, 10 fucking notches, maybe I'll lighten up.
We have run to
but realize I did not sign up for any of this shit. So if I'm gonna be kind of pissy and upset about it all, I have every right to be pissy. I don't want to be in this, like, save the world scenario, stop the bad guys. I just want to hang out. I've established that. If those bitches didn't attack fucking Blackthorn recently, oh my god, completely different story. I would be so much more begrudgingly going along with all this. So, take it back a few notches and maybe I'll lighten up.
Patrick, you're like, I want to travel around and see some new Pokemon. Study, research, but no, all my history is coming back in my ass right now. I didn't intend to happen like this, and here I'm stuck in the situation too.
Sucks,
my fault
it?
That we all have these problems.
I never said it was your fault that we had these problems. I said I didn't want you to continue to be this fucking overbearing, dude.
Because I'm concerned about you kids.
Understanding is found on compromise.
What? This is going around in circles. If you want to go run after those guys, feel free. I'm gonna go vibe and try to have a good time. Okay, wannabe, you go do your shit, okay?
See you around.
Oh, damn.
And wannabe walks off.
And this is where the narrator comes in.
Yeah, except we don't have Scott like normal. if you were Scott, what would you say? We fade to black?
We fade to black.
We fade to black with like Catchery and Wannabe like walking opposite directions. That feels narratively. Yeah, okay. And as Wannabe and Catchery stomp off opposite of each other, Polly and Paxson are
did they hear any of that?
Oh, I assume they were next to us. Yeah, we're like right next to you guys. We were just like awkwardly like twiddling our thumbs and being like, ooh. You know, we gave each other the should we get involved look. Nah, this ain't our shit. And just
what look am I giving? I'm wearing a mask right now.
Well,
what do you look like under the mask?
I felt your eyes through the mask.
That's the reason for the mask.
That's what the mask is.
That's what the point of the
mask. It's like that. Well, I don't remember what the name of the meme is, but it's like the happy face masking over the crying guy.
Oh, Jack! Yeah. Oh my god, the fucking crying mask, the happy mask crying Wojak, I hate that.
Yeah.
That's a Paxson doing.
But yeah, so yeah, I guess like...
YouTube is bad.
But yeah, I guess what, you guys just stand there before,
we just,
yeah,
like,
you guys
stand
just
there, like,
stand there and then
process it. Then we're like, we'll go back to the Pokemon Center. We'll catch you, I guess. We're like, that happened.
Man.
That got a lot more aggressive than I thought it was going to.
I feel like our characters have a lot of pent-up emotions right now.
Yeah,
really,
I agree.
That was so raw. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm gonna talk a bit, and then like it was also raw. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch.
Spectating.
I even went and got a bottle of fucking water. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Shit, that lasted. So that wasn't even 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you for watching The Reckless Rollers.
Yeah, thanks for watching. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure that you drop a follow and all that shit. Listen to every other episode if you haven't already, because I will find you.